We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Logan, everybody, I'm Roger Hoover. Glad to welcome you back to the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And it's time for The Other Booth. It's presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. You can eat like a champion with U.S. Wellness Meats. They're grass-fed and pasture-raised at U.S. Wellness Meats. Their animals eat right, so you can too. Visit them at uswellnessmeats.com and save 15% by using the promo code BAMA. Well, this week, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide taking on the Kentucky Wildcats in football. And we're joined now by the voice of the Kentucky Wildcats via the telephone, and he is Tom Lee. Tom, how's everything going in Big Blue Nation?
Well, so far, so good. We'll see if that continues through Saturday afternoon, though.
Absolutely. Well, there is a lot of excitement around this Kentucky football team, Kentucky basketball as well, but it has been bittersweet and certainly some sad moments over the last few weeks for the Kentucky football program with the passing of John Schlarman, the offensive line coach. Just what can you tell us about, first of all, the man that he was, a former player and a longtime assistant at Kentucky, and then how the Wildcats have honored him?
Yeah, he had a lot of history with the program. Played from 93 through 97. Was all-SEC his last year, then was a grad assistant for a couple of years. And then when Bart Stoops got the job here, he hired Neil Brown, who's now the coach at West Virginia, to be his offensive coordinator. And then John Schlarman was with Neil at the time at another job. And so Neil brought John with him. And as I said to Mark on his radio show, on Monday night, that had to be the easiest hire he's ever made, to hire John Schlarman, who has built Kentucky's offensive line into a real brand. And we were talking it really kind of started down there in Tuscaloosa in 2016. Kentucky had a rough start to the season. It was kind of struggling a little bit, started 0-2, had to change quarterbacks because of an injury. And they came down and obviously didn't win, but just played a very physical, tough game with the Crimson Tide. They gained a lot of respect from the Bama players to the point that a couple of them talked about later that year that was maybe the most physical team that they played all season. And really from that point on, that's kind of been the brand of Kentucky football, to be just a tough, physical running attack that would kind of try to take a toll on the opposing defense.
Yeah, we got the sad news again that he passed away last week, and you had to be amazed as well, the tribute that Kentucky had to him the very first play of the game. Can you just kind of tell our fans who maybe didn't see that moment against Vanderbilt what the Wildcats did on Saturday?
Yeah, John played guard, and so they, for the first offensive play, I think Vandy won the toss and deferred, so Kentucky got the ball first, and after a touchback, the first offensive play, they go out onto the field with 10 players and leaving the left guard spot open. And a couple of weeks ago, they started a new deal where a different offensive lineman would wear Schlarman's old number from his UK playing days, which is 65. And this week it happened to be Landon Young. And so Landon just stood on the sidelines, and the team went out there and just stood in position without a left guard, and got a delay of game penalty. Derek Mason, classy move, declined the delay of game penalty, and then Landon Young ran onto the field at number 65 and took his spot on the offensive line. So it was a real emotional moment. And then on that was on Saturday, the game, and on Monday they had at the stadium a public memorial service. And I say public, it was in these times not open to the public, but there were current former players, staff, former staff, friends, the family, et cetera, that came out to the stadium for some speakers and some video presentations. And they had and I think, you know, under normal times without the COVID-19 issue, you would have might have had the place mostly full of Kentucky fans. But it was a very, very moving ceremony.
Certainly our thoughts and prayers to everyone with the Kentucky football program and his family. Kind of switching gears to looking at the Wildcats on the field this year. Kentucky 3-4 coming into this week's game against Alabama. What can you tell us about what stood out in the three wins and then what's also stood out in the four losses to this point?
Really inconsistent. And Stoops was talking about that this week. Last Saturday, the offense played one of its best games. And the defense, which had been pretty consistent, played one of its poorest games. And they have not had many times when they put all three phases of the game together. Terry Wilson coming off an injury, maybe had to battle through a little rust. Had a backup quarterback splitting time with him for a couple games. And Terry got injured, missed the Georgia game. But with the open date, he got healthy and played his best game of the season far and away last Saturday in the win over Vanderbilt. So they're hopeful that he can build off that. And defensively, they've got to, you know, get back to playing the way that they were. Stoops was really frustrated at the defense, the way Vandy just kind of was able to bleed them for, I think their longest run was maybe 9 yards, but they just kept being productive and getting in third and four, third and five. And so, when you factor in a couple of fourth down conversions, they converted, I think it was something like 13 of 17 third downs, or 11 of 17, and then 2 for 2 on fourth downs. So, and that was a similar story to the Missouri loss, where, and Georgia to an extent too, where they played, you know, hung in well enough to enable the team to have a shot to win, but just couldn't really get off the field, couldn't get adequate pressure on the quarterback. And now, one thing they have done a pretty good job of, for the most part, is they've not given up the big home run plays. And that's obviously going to be a point of emphasis this week against the Tide.
Well, we know that Terry Wilson's a really special player when he's healthy. Any other players that Alabama fans should be keeping an eye on both offense and defense this week?
Running back Chris Rodriguez has had a nice year coming off back-to-back 100-yard rushing games, and he's developed as their number one running back and having a nice year. Tight ends got a little more use last week, caught a couple of touchdown passes. But really it's the running game with Rodriguez and that offensive line where you've probably got three, at least NFL-caliber talents. And then Terry Wilson has you know, explosive capability. Last week he scrambled on a 3rd and 26 and scrambled for a first down with a 27-yard run in a 51-yard scramble against Mississippi State. So he's a guy that gives them some of their big plays offensively. And then defensively, no one guy. Jamin Davis is having a really good season. He has 5 straight double-figure tackle games, 15, a career high last week against Vandy, and has had a couple of interceptions. He's probably their all-SEC candidate, but there's no one, you know, Josh Allen caliber player of a couple of years ago, but they've got several solid players, and I think, you know, if they're playing well, Josh Pascal can create some havoc. Quentin Bohanna is an NFL caliber talent on the nose. You know, secondary, they've got some depth. Linebacker corner, they've got some depth. Boogie Watson's moving up the career sack list. He's probably an NFL prospect as well as an outside linebacker. So they've probably got more, you know, guys that have just had solid years, but nobody's been spectacular other than maybe Davis.
Well, Mark Stoops, the head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats, so we believe he has a connection to Coach Saban. Can you kind of tell us a story about how Coach Saban tried to recruit him to come to, I believe, what, Michigan State back in the day?
Right. Coach Saban was at Michigan State. Mark was a defensive back out of Youngstown, Ohio, and he ended up going to Iowa, and I think had some connection there. But I think Ohio State was pursuing Coach Stoops as well as Michigan State and Iowa, so he and Coach Saban do go back a ways.
Well, that's certainly good to hear about. And as we let you leave, Tom, we understand the Big Blue Madness is coming up tomorrow. Basketball season about a week away. How's everyone feeling about the Cats on the hardwood coming up this season on Kay Woods Court?
I think they're really excited. Olivier Saar, the transfer from Wake Forest, gives them a real strong inside presence. There's a lot of anxious moments until he was declared eligible by the SEC and the NCAA. So they seem to have all the parts that you need. It's just there are so many new faces. Now, they have a little veteran experience with Saar and with a point guard named Davion Mintz that transferred in from Creighton. So they've got two vets, but they're new to this program. Keon Brooks, the only guy that returns that played any significant minutes last year, and then several highly regarded freshmen. So there's always a lot of turnover from year to year for Kentucky, but probably even more so than usual this year. And it's, all new faces. So I think everybody's pretty confident that they'll be really good, but they don't really know quite fully what to expect until they see them in action.
Well, we look forward to that. Tom, just best wishes coming up with Kentucky playing Alabama in football, then down the road in basketball. But thank you for your time today, and all the best to you. Thanks again.
Looking forward to the trip. Always fun to come down and experience all the you wish miss that we can go get the normal game day experience there in Tuscaloosa, but always a fun place to visit.
All right. Our thanks to Tom Leach, and thank you for watching the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.